Good morning, this is Jeremy Keyes of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 13th of June 2011. Let's look at the highlights of last week, or low lights is probably a better word. It wasn't a particularly pleasant week last week on the markets. And that was all because we saw escalating fears amongst investors about a global economic slowdown. To be fair, in the US, evidence this was mixed. But officials made a point of describing the current soft patch in economic growth as transitory. But that still didn't really calm anybody's fears, and equities are generally down. US banks in particular pulled down on fears that authorities will raise capital requirements significantly. And Ben Bernanke at the IMF conference didn't mention quantitative easing 3 and blew some pretty unrealistic expectations out of the water, which the markets didn't particularly like. The US trade report was very positive, and that was a reminder to investors that there's a healthy manufacturing sector in the US, and that is supporting the US economy. And that gave some support to stocks on Thursday. Unsurprisingly, the US dollar was up against all major currencies as it benefited from a flight to safety, and ditto US Treasury bonds, where yields were down slightly on the week, reflecting growth fears. Heading across to Europe, Germany saw a fall in industrial production, although manufacturing orders were up, so mixed signals again there. The UK industrial production was also down, and the Greek debt crisis rumbled on. Indeed, it started to turn quite nasty as infighting broke out in the EU and ECB. And investors were even more worried that the crisis will remain unresolved, and that didn't help markets. Moving eastwards to Japan and China, Japan confirmed a 1Q GDP contraction of 0.9%. That's an annualized rate of minus 3.5%, and that's painful. China reported on both imports and exports, neither of which pleased the markets. Imports were up, reflecting strong demand in the country and raising fears of a hike in interest rates in China to prevent inflation. But China exports fell, and that was seen by the markets as a further indication of falling global demand. Oil was up last week in spite of the fears of a weakened global economy, and that was after OPEC failed to increase its production limits at its meeting. There were numerous central bank meetings last week as well, but all bar Korea left rates unchanged, including the UK and the EU. However, the EU hinted at a possible rate rise again in July, and Korea raised its rates to 5.25%, a reflection of the ongoing fears of inflation in the Far East. So what actually happened on the markets last week? Well, it was the sixth consecutive week of straight declines in Western markets, but globally all markets were down last week, except Japan, which kept its head above water by 0.1%. And in the US, the Dow fell below 12,000 for the first time since March. So we saw falls of around 1.5% in the Far East, falls of between 0.5% and 2% in Europe, and falls of 2% in the US again. Bottom line, well, as I said 2 weeks ago, this is a balance sheet recession, and it's going to take a long time to get out of it. And growth is always going to be slow. However, I do think there is momentum in the global economy, and so this is probably a soft patch that we're seeing now. But it doesn't detract from the fact that really in this sort of environment, you've got to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against macroeconomic risks. Looking ahead to this week, market moving events, the Bank of Japan meets. There's quite a bit of data coming out of Europe, and there's a lot of data coming out of China, including inflation, retail sales, and industrial production. And those will obviously be looked at in considerable detail by investors, and probably will certainly move the markets. Here at Planning for Life, I'm off at conferences, etc., Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, hence I'm recording this Saturday morning. So not taking any account of any crises that might occur over the weekend, as they usually do these days. Interesting conferences on the Legal Services Act and the annual tax brief conference on tax, estate, and pension planning. That's it. Please don't take this as advice. Talk to your professional advisor before taking any action whatsoever. And Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Thank you very much. Speak to you.